This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. The Minneapolis City Council identified the 37-year-old woman shot and killed by an Immigration and Customs Enforcement officer today as Renee Nicole Good. A post on an Instagram account that appears to belong to Good states she was a, quote, poet and writer and wife from Colorado experiencing Minneapolis, Minnesota. That's according to the Minnesota Star Tribune. More at CPR.org. Colorado's mountains are getting snow this week, but like in much of the West, many ski areas still only have limited terrain open. CPR's Tina Sieg reports that resorts are working hard to change that.
Many are making snow at night, now that it's finally cold enough. At Arapahoe Basin, staff are gathering up powder caught in snow fences. And Wolf Creek Ski Area has a unique snow-saving technique, described by owner Randall Davey Pitcher.
Using trash cans and moving snow out of the woods. This year we've moved about 40,000 barrels of snow onto the trails.
Helping make Wolf Creek one of the only resorts in the state with all its trails open. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The state will get some of that much-needed snow starting tonight and through Friday. A winter weather advisory goes in effect tonight through Friday morning for the entire west side of the state at those higher elevations, which could see 4 to 10 inches of snow. There's also an advisory for the southern Front Range foothills, which could also see up to 10 inches. Expect blowing snow and gusty winds, which could get up to 45 miles per hour, making travel treacherous. Roads are forecast to be slick. This is CPR News.